我们请一起同心默祷，预备心。
Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上在会堂的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this Friday evening's Sabbath service.
一起来唱赞美诗224首。
Let us rise up and sing hymn 244. Please have a seat.
我们再一次的一起跪下来祷告。
And now we will pray together.
我们求神来带领，来洁净我们。
Let us ask God to guide us and also to purify us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all our fellow brothers and sisters.
在当前的社会上，各行各业都有很多成功出名的人士。
In our society, regardless of the vertical.Or the industry, there are always many accomplishments.
那他们的成功，往往也是我们所羡慕的。
And these people who accomplish these accomplishments, we have much to envy.
但有时候我们也会嫉妒啊。
And sometimes we'll be jealous.
我们羡慕一个人的成就。
We envy a person's accomplishments.
这是出于一个正常的心理。
This is a very normal attitude.
但是嫉妒啊。那就是反常的了。
But jealousy is what rots us.
羡慕带来欣赏，带来欢喜。
Envy is very welcoming, and also we welcome. Sometimes it allows us to enjoy.
让我们能够觉得很快乐。
It allows us to feel sometimes joyful.
但是嫉妒就不是了。
But jealousy is not.
嫉妒啊，带来埋怨，带来不平。
Jealousy brings us restlessness and a lack of peace.
也让自己很痛苦。
It also causes us to suffer.
所以羡慕是一种建设性的情绪。Positive 的情绪。
So envy is actually a very positive attitude.
那嫉妒啊是一种破坏性的情绪。
But jealousy will actually spoil you.
那两者的区分呢这个没有很明显。
The differences between these two are not very clear.
羡慕可以升华成为敬爱。
Envy can cause respect and love.
但是也能够沉沦变成嫉妒。
But can easily turn into jealousy.
那全在人的一念之间呢。
And it can dwell within ourselves.
所以一个真正有智慧的人。
So for a truly wise person.
他不会嫉妒别人，而是羡慕别人。
A person will not be jealous of someone else; they will rather envy.
在羡慕、在欣赏之余啊，能够取长补短呢。
And as they learn to treasure something, they do not fall into the jealousy.
来积极的充实我们自己期待有一天呢、我们也能够迎头赶上。我们所羡慕、所欣赏的对象。
And for us, we all hope that we can aspire to and attain the target of our desire.
那我们晚上将从这个箴言里面来跟我们谈谈有关嫉妒方面的教导。
So today we will be studying what the scripture says about jealousy.
我们先来看箴言的27章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言27章三节四节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 3 and 4.
27章三节，石头重，沙土沉，愚妄人的恼怒比这两样更重。四节，愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，唯有嫉妒，谁能敌得住呢？
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 3.Stone is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Four, anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy?
在这两处的经文里面呢、告诉我们人最容易犯的两种过错。
Here in these scriptures, it says that humans are easily able to commit two wrongs.
一个就是生气。
First is anger.
生气啊，进到人心中的时候啊。人就很难控制自己。
When anger comes into a person's heart, it is very difficult to control.
他的这个言行啊，不但会让自己的心灵受损害， 更会严重迫害到他的人际关系。
Not only does it affect his own person, but also affects the relationships with other people.
所以这里说啊，说愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜。
Here it says that anger is cruel and fury overwhelming.
都是破坏的。
It is all to break a person.
那第二个就是嫉妒了。
And the second one is jealousy.
生气跟嫉妒啊，经常就像双胞胎一样。
Anger and jealousy are often like twins.
就像这个创世纪这个该隐啊，嫉妒亚伯就发怒了。
Just like in Genesis, Cain was jealous of Abel.
他就生气。
Angry.
脸也变了颜色。
And even to the extent that his face had changed colors.
所以啊，把亚伯给杀了。
And why he killed Abel.
人因为嫉妒而生气。
Because he was jealous of man and became angry.
因为生气就想杀人。
And because he was angry, he wanted to kill.
所以就像刚刚读的经文说啊，生气像狂澜，嫉妒也一样，没有人能够敌得住的。
Which is why it was said in verse 4 that anger is cruel and fury overwhelms.
所以嫉妒啊，既伤害自己，也伤害别人。
And that jealousy harms yourself, but also harms others.
那我们要怎么样来制服我们心中的嫉妒？
So how is it that we control our the jealousy that may be in our hearts?
我们将从两方面来分享。
So let's look at it from two aspects.
第一个就是啊，我们不要嫉妒人。
First is that we must not be jealous of other people.
那第二个部分就是我们不要嫉妒恶人。
And the second is that we should not be jealous of the evil people.
让我们能够成为胸襟更宽广，并且更有智慧的人。
So that way our hearts are even more open and that we will become more wise.
那首先我们来谈谈要怎么不嫉妒人。
So let's first talk about how do we not become jealous of other people.
什么是嫉妒？
What is jealousy?
嫉妒啊，是指着看到别人比自己优秀。
Jealousy is about when we see other people having greater qualities than ourselves.
或者是啊，别人比我们自己啊，更有好名声。
Or that other people have better lives than we do.
让我们自己的内心啊，有那种没有办法忍受的痛苦。
Causing our hearts to feel a level of suffering that we cannot control.
产生那种啊，怨天尤人的情绪。
Causing us to have negative feelings towards other people.
抱怨神，抱怨人。
To the point where we complain to God and complain to other people.
这种情绪啊，会让人产生损害别人也损害自己的言语跟行为出来。
This sentiment causes us to say words that will harm others and harm God.
所以箴言啊，告诉我们我们来看箴言的十四章三十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter
14, verse
30. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30.
三十节说，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
这里特别说到说，这个嫉妒啊，是骨中的朽烂。
Here it says that envy rots the bones.
在其他的这个圣经的译本啊，有的翻译成说嫉妒啊是骨中的毒癌。
In other versions of the Bible, it says that envy is like the poisonous cancer of the bone.
那还有的翻译成啊，说嫉妒激动啊，却能败坏身心。
And other versions of the Bible says that envy will corrupt and break the essence of the bone.
所以圣经在这里劝我们说啊，我们要制服我们心里头的嫉妒啊。
This is why the Bible tells us that we must control the jealousy in our hearts.
因为嫉妒不但伤害我们自己的身体跟心灵。
Because jealousy not only harms our hearts, but harms our actual bodies.
更会为自己啊招来灾祸。
And it also brings upon further tribulation.
圣经里头啊，最出名的就是扫罗王嫉妒大卫。
The one that is most notorious about this is King Saul.
他一嫉妒啊，这个魔鬼就附身了。
As soon as he became jealous, Satan manifested himself.
哦，还要大卫弹琴来帮他赶鬼。
And David came to play music to drive the demons away.
哦，那嫉妒啊，哦，总是啊没有办法拿掉，哦，所以一定要把大卫杀掉。
But the jealousy could not be driven out, and Saul had to kill David.
哦，甚至啊，搞得自己要家破人亡哦，妻离子散哦，和自己的女儿啊，哦，也的婚姻也被他毁了，哦，儿子。的友情也被他破坏掉了。
And in the end, Saul had ruined his own family relationships, causing breaking the wedding for his own daughter.
哦，那最悲惨的就是扫罗后来哦自己因为嫉妒也死在哦这个非利士人的手里。
And in the end, his jealousy even caused his own death in the hands of the Philistines.
哦，如果他不嫉妒大卫啊，大卫可是非利士人的克星哦。
If he was not jealous of David,
哦，大卫是非利士人克星啊，扫罗怎么会死在非利士人手里？
And David was the star in the eyes of the Philistines, then Saul would not have died in the hands of the Philistines.
所以嫉妒真的是害人又害己。
So, jealousy is what harms yourself.
哦，那我们怎么样才能够不嫉妒人？
So how is it that we do not become jealous of other people?
哦，首先第一个啊。我们就要去了解为什么会产生嫉妒。
First, we must understand how does jealousy appear.
哦，一般来说啊，哦，那些条件比我们高出很多很多的哦，那个成功的人哈，我们不太可能嫉妒他。
Usually, for people who have such high accomplishments, it's very unlikely for us to be jealous of them.
就好像我们不会去嫉妒比尔盖茨那么有钱哦。
For example, we'd never become jealous of Bill Gates because, for his wealth.
也不会去嫉妒那个总统奥巴马那么有权势。
Or we would, nor would we be jealous of President Obama's power.
因为我们知道我们自己呀、啊，根本不可能跟他们相提并论。
Because we know we're on a completely different.Playing field from there.
哦，那反过来。
And so look, looked at differently.
那个条件跟我们相差很多很多的人，当他们成功的时候啊，我们也不会嫉妒他。
The people who have very different backgrounds from us who become really successful, we are not jealous of them either.
哦，因为他们的成功，并不会构成对我们的威胁。
Because their success is not a threat to us.
好，那什么样的人呢？啊，最会引起我们的嫉妒。
So what type of people will cause us to become jealous?
哦，通常是那些条件跟我们差不多差不多的。
It is only when we have other people who have similar backgrounds to us when we become jealous.
哦，或者是跟我们做同样工作的。
Like the people who do the same type of work as we do.
哦，当他们成功的时候，尤其如果对方是我们竞争的对手，那我们更会嫉妒啊。
When people who compete with us,do well and get ahead, that is when we may become jealous.
哦，医生嫉妒医生。
Doctors become jealous of other doctors.
哦，哎，律师嫉妒律师。
Lawyers become jealous of other lawyers.
哦，老师嫉妒老师。
And teachers becoming jealous of other teachers.
哎，中国人哈，啊，有一句话说啊，说文人相轻，同行相忌。哦，就是读书人呢，彼此看不起对方啊。那这个生意人哈。彼此互相嫉妒竞争。
And so it also applies to other walks of life. Students being competitive and jealous of one another, as well as businessmen being jealous of one another.
哦，这个都是经常看得到的普遍现象。
These are all very frequently encountered situations.
那甚至在教会里面呢，哦，在事工上，哦，在这个服事上，也很难胜过嫉妒的试探。
Even in church, in serving the Lord, we may not be able to resist the temptation of jealousy.
哦，保罗自己就有这种感受了。
So Paul had also this, this sentiment.
我们来看这个腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
哦，腓立比书第一章，哦，我们看这个十五节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 15.
一章的十五节说，有的传基督啊，是出于嫉妒纷争，啊，也有的是出于好意。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 15. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill.
哦，你看保罗他自己就有这种感觉。
So Paul had this own realization himself.
哦，一样在传福音，但有些是出于嫉妒纷争。
That some may preach, but out of envy or rivalry.
哦，不是出于 对神的这个真心哦。
And not because of their true passion and zealousness for God.
哦，那这种嫉妒哦，有时候啊，连最亲近的家人也会发生。
Jealousy such as this can even occur in someone's own home.
哦，那个
household.
比如说哦，这个摩西的姐姐米利暗啊，嫉妒摩西。
For example, Moses' own sister was jealous of Moses.
哦，借着摩西啊，娶的这个娶太太的这个事情哦，来攻击摩西。
And using the whole business of finding a wife for Moses as a way to attack Moses.
哎，哦，那其实啊，哦，这个真正的原因呢，啊，如同米利暗所说的。
And the true reason for this.
说难道神单与摩西说话吗？不也与我们说话吗
？It was that she had said that.When the Lord speaks to Moses, is he not speaking to the rest of us as well?
哦，我米利暗啊，可是女先知哎。
I myself am a female prophet.
哦，我是啊，这个出了名的妇女啊，妇女会的会长啊，哦，带头这个跳唱歌跳舞来歌颂神嘞。
I am a leader of the choir, and I often sing and praise to our Lord.
啊，为什么摩西你就那么特别？
Why, Moses, are you so special?
哦，所有人都要听你的。
That everyone must listen to you.
哦，所以啊，哦，他不但嫉妒，他进一步的甚至攻击摩西了。
So, not only was she jealous, but she also found ways to attack Moses.
哦，所以嫉妒啊，是我们经常会出现的情绪。
Jealousy is a feeling that emerges very frequently.
哦，值得我们警惕啊。
It is worthy of us to examine very deeply.
哦，第二个。
Secondly,
好，那嫉妒会造成什么样的伤害
？What harm does jealousy bring？
哦，嫉妒啊，不但是伤害对方啊。
Jealousy harms other people。
哦，比如说刚刚我们所说的毁谤啊、重伤啊等等。
For example, of deep physical harm.
好
，or emotional harm。
哎，那其实啊，哦，也是严重的伤害自己。
But it is also a very deep.Harm for our own self.
哦，就如同刚刚我们说过，哦，这个箴言呐，那边所讲嫉妒啊，是骨中的朽烂一样。
When we read Proverbs, we saw that envy was the rot of the bones.
哦，嫉妒会让人产生生气。
That jealousy would cause us to be angry.
哦，甚至忧愁、烦闷、惧怕等等的情绪。
It would cause us to feel fury and fear.
哦，让人的身心啊。受到很大的这个损害
，and creates a very big harm to us.
哦，刚刚我们说到哦，这个扫罗嫉妒大卫的例子。
We just talked about the example of Saul's jealousy towards David.
然后当这个大卫战胜了哥利亚凯旋归来啊。
When David had returned victoriously from defeating Goliath.
哦，群众啊是夹道欢迎啊。
He received a very big welcome.
哦，那妇女们呢？啊，他们唱和着说啊，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，哦，向他们心目中的英雄来致敬。
The women that received him all said that Saul may have killed hundreds, but David killed thousands, and they treated David as a hero.
哦，这些妇女们也不是真的要把扫罗跟大卫拿来做比较。
It wasn't the intent for these women to compare David and Saul side by side.
只不过是哦，单纯的想要表达他们心中啊对大卫的尊敬。
They simply wanted to show how much they respected David.
哦，但是这个话在扫罗听起来啊，可不是那样子哦。
But when Saul heard it, he did not feel that same respect and reverence.
心中就嫉妒起大卫。
And in his heart, he had a tremendous jealousy against.
嫉妒就产生怒气
，and jealousy transpired into anger.
哦，怒气就想要伤害人
，and anger into a desire to harm others.
哦，扫罗因为嫉妒啊，导致哦很多的这个伤害
，and from his jealousy caused a great deal of harm.
哦，比如说啊，他就丢着哦国家大事不管了、啊，整天就是想要追杀大卫。
He ignored all the national affairs, and he was only narrowly focused.On pursuing and killing David.
哦，再来，好、哦，他心中啊越想越烦呐、啊，越想越害怕。
And as he thought it in his heart, He became much more troubled and even more fearful.
哎，健康就受损害了。
And so in the end, his health was harmed.
哦，甚至啊，他的灵性啊，就一直堕落而没有办法进步。
And his spiritual health further deteriorated.
哦，扫罗原本是一个哦大有可为的君王。
Saul was once a great king.
哦，但是却因为嫉妒啊，毁掉他光明的前程。
But jealousy extinguished that potential that he had.
哦，真的是啊，何等值得我们警惕啊。
This is a very good example for us to remind ourselves.
在希腊有一个故事。
There is a Greek story.
哦，也是谈到说因为嫉妒啊，哦，而死在自己手里的这个故事。
It talks about how jealousy caused one to die in his own hands.
哦，谈到说啊，这个希腊哈，这个国王啊，要替一个很杰出、很受人尊敬的运动员呢，啊，哦，树立一个雕像。
There was a king of Greece that once wanted to erect a statue that would honor a very fine and victorious athlete.
哦，那这个杰出的运动员呢，啊，他有一个竞争的对手。
And this athlete would have a fierce competitor.
哦，他非常的嫉妒这一位杰出的运动员。
This king was very jealous of this athlete.
哦，所以啊，哎，他心里啊暗暗的发誓啊，一定要把那个雕像毁掉。
And this king was so jealous that he was determined to to at one point destroy the statue.
哦，所以他哦经常就利用啊晚上哦啊没有人看见的时候啊，偷偷的去凿那个雕像的这个哦那个基座。
So he would, in the middle of the night, sneak over to the statue.
那个 base.
The base of the statue.
要让这个哈，哦，这个雕像啊，哦，垮下来。
And he wanted to push over the statue.
哦，有一天呢，啊，哎，他成功了。
One day he was successful.
哦，那个巨大的雕像啊，哦，因为基座被他破坏哦，那整个雕像倒了下来。
He was successful in pushing the foundation over, and then the statue fell over.
哦，正当这个啊嫉妒的这个运动员呐，啊，心里高兴之余啊，没想到那个雕像啊，竟然是压到他身上了。
And because the statue had actually fallen on the king himself as he pushed it over, he died from his own jealousy.
哦，这个啊，他成为啊自己啊嫉妒的这个啊陪葬品。
So he suffered the consequences of his own jealousy.
哦，所以希腊人呢，啊，哦，经常会用这个故事来提醒，如果人心里存着嫉妒啊，下场就是这样的悲惨。
Greeks will often use this story to remind themselves of the consequences of jealousy.
哦，所以嫉妒哦，能造成无比的伤害。
And so you can see that jealousy can create innumerous harm.
哦，这个也值得我们警惕。
This is also worthy of our understanding.
好，那最后就是要怎么样来制服我们心中的嫉妒啊？
So, lastly, let us now think about how we control the jealousy in our hearts.
好，既然我们知道嫉妒是怎么产生，嫉妒又产生那么大的伤害。
Now that we know how jealousy arises and the type of harm that it creates.
那我们怎么克服心中的嫉妒？我们怎么治疗我们自己啊？
How do we control it and how do we heal?
第一个。
First.
我们就是要懂得接纳自己。
First, we must know how to
accept.
We need to know how to accept ourselves.
神给每一个人有不同的环境，不同的才能。
God gives everyone a different environment and different set of talents.
哦，就好像啊，哦，这个演一出戏一样。
For example, when a play is put on.
哦，每个人有每个人不同的角色在扮演。
In the play, there are many roles to be played.
哦，而这个角色啊。哦，是导演所赋予的。
And for each role, the director establishes those roles.
那今天我们啊，在人生的舞台上，就好像在演戏，而我们的导演就是神。
And in the stage of life, we are all cast in our own roles by the director, who is God.
好，所以我们如果能知道说啊，哦，这个是神给我们的。
So if we know that this role is given to us by God.
哦，那我们呢？就能够接受我们自己了。
Then we will be able to accept ourselves.
那别人的成就啊，我们也不会那么在意的。
Other people's accomplishments will be their own, and we will not care.
有一个这个童话故事说啊。
There's a childhood story.
有很多的 啊，这个青蛙哈，在一个池塘里面呢、啊，哦，每天晚上啊，快乐的在那边唱歌。
And there are frogs in this small pond, and every night they all croak and sing.
哦，那有一次这个这个田螺哈、哦，每天晚上啊，就被他们这个青蛙吵醒了。就是那个 snail 啊、哦，那个
snail。Oh, and then there was a snail that every night would be awoken from the sounds of the frogs.
哦，看到这些。青蛙快乐的唱歌心中就很嫉妒、啊、
And when he saw the frogs singing aloud, he was very jealous.
哦，你们有什么了不起啊？有四条腿就了不起啊
！And he said,、oh, "What is it that you have that's so great? You think that you're great because you have four limbs?"
哦，是啊，我是比你们不幸啊，我还要背着这么重重的壳啊。
Oh, I may be,、I have to suffer with this big shell on my back.
哦，真的是不公平啊！
It is truly unfair.
要不是我背着重重的壳啊，我也是可以跟你们一样啊，快乐唱歌啊，跳来跳去啊。
If I didn't have to wear this big shell on my back, I could be like you too, where I could jump around and sing loud.
突然之间啊，好，有一只水鸟攻击青蛙。
And all of a sudden, there was a bird that went and tried to attack the frogs.
一下子就吞掉两只青蛙了。
And the bird, in one bite, was able to swallow two frogs.
哦，其他的青蛙吓得四散，赶快逃啊
！And all the other frogs, all alarmed, scattered in every direction.
哎，那这一只田螺啊，因为它有一个很大的壳哦，它躲了进去呀、啊。这个水鸟啊，摇一摇，摇不动啊，就放过田螺了。
And because the snail had a shell that he could hide in, the bird could not swallow the snail.
哦，所以这个田螺啊，很庆幸的说啊。今天我才发现，说我这个壳有多重要。
And the snail said to himself that today I finally realized how important the shell is to me.
哦，实在啊，太有价值了。
That this shell is priceless.
哦，从今以后啊，我不再抱怨背着它了。
And from this day forward, I will not complain about bearing the shell.
我也不会再嫉妒这些青蛙了。
I will never be envy these frogs again.
哦，所以这个故事啊，告诉我们说。一个能够发现自己有哦具有别人所没有的优点而接纳自己的人，他就不会嫉妒人了。
So the story tells us that when we recognize the attributes that we have that other people do not have, we can accept ourselves easier.
哦，中国人说啊，说天生我材必有我用啊，每个人都有他的用途啊。
And everyone has their own purpose and capabilities in life.
哦，就算说啊。哎，我只是陪衬人家用哦，当背景用，红花也要绿叶来陪衬才好看嘛。
I have my own roles that sometimes I can be helpful for others, and other times others can help me.
哦，没有我的平庸，怎么能够衬托出你的优越哦
？If I don't have a way of helping you, how are you able draw out the positive things that you do.
哦，所以这样子哦，我们就能够接纳自己啊。
So this is one way that we can accept ourselves.
哦，我们也是有优点的。
We have our positive attributes.
哦，那第二个哦，那怎么制服我们心中的嫉妒
？Secondly, how do we control our jealousy?
哦，就是要懂得欣赏对方的优点。
It is that we must be able to appreciate the qualities of other people.
哦，当我们看见、听见。人家有成就的时候
，When we see and hear other people's accomplishments，
哦，除了羡慕哦对方之外啊，也要学会啊啊懂得为对方祝福，为对方的成就来感谢神。
Other than admiration, we must also find ways to congratulate others and also thank God for their accomplishments。
哦，那进一步的哦来做自我的反省。
And to use that opportunity as a way to remind ourselves.
啊，学习对方的优点，积极的充实我们自己。
To learn about their qualities and to help serve that as an example for ourselves.
哦，啊，期望有一天呢，我们能够迎头赶上我们所羡慕的对象。
So that one day we may be able to also attain similar accomplishments like others.
啊，这个就是中国人所说的见贤思齐的意思。哦，看到比我们好的人呐、啊，我们要效法他。
This is what it means when we see other people who have better qualities than us. We must find a way to follow them and learn from them.
哦，当这个老布希总统啊，寻求连任失败的时候，哦， 他要他那那连任总统哦啊，但是他只当了一任哦，他连任失败，被那个克林顿拿走了。
When George H. W. Bush failed to win re-election in his presidential campaign，
哦，他的孙子哦，在学校哦，这个同学们哦，哎，就嘲笑他了。
His grandchildren in school were mocked。
哦啊，你爸哦，你爷爷没有选上。
The children at school said to Bush's grandchildren that your grandfather didn't get elected.
哦，学校这些老师啊，都觉得说啊，这个、哦、学生怎么不懂事啊，这种怎么可以嘲笑啊、哦、
？And of course, the teachers in the school were a little nervous about this ridicule.
好、哦、啊，但是哎，没想到哦，这个老布希他的孙子、啊、却落落的大方啊，哦，怎么回答？
But it was surprising by the response of Bush's grandchildren.
哦，他说啊，我爷爷已经尽力了。
They said that my grandfather has done everything he has.
哦，啊，但是哦，哎，这个克林顿哦，哦，也很不错。
And that Bill Clinton is also a pretty great guy.
哦，相信啊，他当总统啊，一定会给国家带来好处的。
And that we believe that when Bill Clinton leads the country, there will be great benefit to the country.
哦，这些老师们啊，很讶异说，哎，老布希的孙子啊，竟然不是哦，不是伤心难过啊，甚至毁谤批评，而是赞美哦，他爷爷的对手。
These teachers were all surprised by the grandchildren's response in that they weren't trying to rebuke the criticism, but rather they were admiring this Clinton person.
哦，这样的智慧啊，来自于他们的胸襟的宽阔。
This wisdom in their response showed how open-hearted they were.
哦，那这样子哦，就能够帮助我们，能够治疗，能够克服我们心中的嫉妒。
This is how we can heal ourselves from the effects of jealousy.
哦，欣赏对方的优点。
That we should admire the qualities of other people.
哦，然后来效法对方。
And that we should follow their example.
好，那最后啊，哦，就是我们呢、啊，要求神帮助我们呢、啊。
Lastly, we must ask God to help us.
哦，当我们发现呢、啊，哎，我们有一点酸葡萄的时候。
When we have realized we have sour grapes.
哦，我们要很坦白的自我承认。
We must admit to ourselves plainly.
是啊，我很心里很嫉妒。
That in my heart I am in fact very jealous.
哦，把自己的软弱跟神说。
That we should communicate our weaknesses to God.
那我们怎么能分辨出我们本身是不是嫉妒？
So how do we tell when we are in fact very jealous?
哦，其实啊，如果当我们藐视别人的成就，轻忽别人的哦这个绩效，哦不肯接纳别人的快乐的时候。
When we talk about other people's accomplishments but cannot accept the joy that they feel,
有什么了不起嘛?
For example, well, like, how is it so great of your accomplishment?
当班长有什么了不起?我小学就已经当班长了。
It's no big deal if you're the class leader. When I was in elementary school, I was a class leader.
考一百分有什么了不起啊?我也考过一百分。
What's the big deal of scoring 100% on your test. I've scored 100% on my test.
哦，只不过是我不想而已啊。
It's just that I never wanted to.
哎，我们没有办法哦接纳别人的快乐。
If we cannot accept other people's happiness,
那我们已经落入了嫉妒的陷阱里头了。
Then we have already succumbed to jealousy.
申请到哈佛有什么了不起啊？我小孩只是不想申请而已啊。
What's the big deal about getting into Harvard? My kids just didn't want to apply to Harvard.
基督徒怎么可以念那个有佛字的史丹佛、哈佛？哦，当然这是开玩笑了哈。哦，所以哦，哎，我们没有办法哦跟人家的成功一起快乐的时候啊。
So when we cannot celebrate with others in their own accomplishments,
我们就要求神哦帮助我们呐、啊，胜过那种能够伤害我们自己也伤害别人的情绪啊。
We must ask God to help us to get through this jealousy that causes so much harm to ourselves and others.
哦，所以基督徒要学会克服胜过我们心中的嫉妒。
So we as Christians must learn to control the jealousy in our hearts and be able to overcome it.
哦，因为嫉妒表面上是针对别人。但是实际上是伤害自己、啊、
Even though jealousy is as an attitude reflected towards other people, it is actually harmful to ourselves.
所以一个成功、一个成熟的基督徒啊，他必然懂得接纳自己。
So a mature Christian knows to accept himself.
进而欣赏人家的成就。
Who knows how to appreciate the accomplishments of other people.
学习人家的这个优点。
And who learns from all the other people's qualities.
更懂得向神来求帮助。
And knows to ask for God's guidance.
就能够克服，能够胜过我们心中的嫉妒了。
So that they may be able to control the jealousy in their hearts.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
So let us ask God for His strength and guidance.
让我们在日常生活里面呢。
That in our daily lives,
我们不会因为嫉妒而伤害人，而自己受伤害。
That we may not in jealousy harm others as well as ourselves.
而是能够因为我们羡慕这种正面的情绪，而帮助我们自己，而使别人快乐。
But that we admire these accomplishments of other people so that we may help others and also learn to be a better example.
好，我们再来唱诗。
So let us sing hymn again.
244首。
Hymn 244.
We 们唱第一节跟最后一节。
We'll sing the first and last verse.
现在要来祷告。
Now we will pray.
我们祷告的时候，我们特别为我们月底开始的灵恩布道会求神来帮助。
As we pray, let us pay particular attention and pray for guidance for our evangelical spiritual convocation.
那我们也开始为这个灵恩布道会来邀请通知我们的亲朋好友。
And in preparation for the event, let us pray for guidance so that we may be able to invite our friends and family to join us.
那另外在祷告的时候也为我们所知道的一些身体欠安灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
And also pray for our fellow brothers and sisters who are physically ill.
我们现在就一起同心跪下祷告。
So let us now pray in one accord.